The Osgood File, Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Okay, investors, you can exhale for now, maybe more after this. The Treasury Department's promise to back up mortgage giants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae didn't calm investors all that much. The federal backup means that Freddie and Fannie will still be able to buy up loans, which puts more money into banks, which they can then use to keep lending money to would-be homeowners so that the housing market doesn't completely collapse for lack of buyers. But CBS business correspondent Anthony Mason says there's a price for that.
Some economists are saying that this is likely to prolong the housing slump. This is going to drive up mortgage rates for people, and it's going to mean that prices won't hit bottom now, maybe until the middle of next year or even the end of it.
So it merely slows down the inevitable. And as for the smaller banks, who clearly are not going to be getting federal backing, business reporter Alexis Christopher says investors want out.
The fact that cornerstones of the mortgage industry, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, can have trouble is leading investors to wonder who's next.
And if nobody was actually yelling fire in the crowded theater that is Wall Street these days, plenty of people were whispering it, and bank stocks kept dropping. And beyond that, there's a sense that there are no more federal rabbits in the hat.
Some are looking at this bailout plan as a disaster. They say it's really the taxpayer who's going to shoulder the burden for the bad decisions that were made. And critics say, look, this is no time for the government to be taking on over $5 trillion in debt.
Now, some people would be depressed by this sort of thing, but others saw it coming. I got a call from a listener in Tacoma who in 2001 started buying gold at $200 an ounce and storing it in his basement safe.
Can you tell us just on the QT how much gold you've got now?
I have about 1,500 ounces.
So that would be...
And about probably 6,000 ounces of silver.
That's over $1 million.
Well, yeah.
I hope you have a decent security system.
Yes, it's guaranteed by Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, so I wouldn't get any ideas if I were you. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, July 15th, 2008.